Hello and welcome everyone to the Great Womb Awakening, where women across the globe are waking up to the undeniable truth that the female body is the most powerful shamanic tool on the planet. Every woman can utilize the energies of change and expansion present at this time to ground a new vision that can serve the next seven generations and beyond. Women can harness this unprecedented power that lies within the female body to unleash that power and create change that has never before been seen on this planet. So today I'm very honored and blessed to have Brooke Medicine Eagle with us. Brooke is a legendary indigenous earth keeper, wisdom teacher, healer, visionary, singer-songwriter, catalyst for wholeness, and ceremonialist. She's a best-selling author of the Native literary classic White Buffalo Calf Woman Comes Singing and The Last Ghost Dance. Over the past 35 years, her many music recordings, teachings, writings, conference appearances, and wilderness survival retreats have touched the hearts and minds of people all over the world. So Brooke, it is such an honor to have you with us. And I know that your topic was the great mother source lives in you. And I know that you wanted to get us started with a prayer. So I'm going to turn it over to you and let you start us out.
All right. I'm just totally thrilled to be here with you and all these wonderful folks that are gathering. I assume many of them women. And I'm really, really excited about what's happening in our time and about the opportunity to share some things with you. Hopefully there'll be some things that serve you deeply and perhaps some things that you haven't heard and can be really useful to you. So I'm going to begin with a song. It's a birthing song. And then I'll say a prayer and we'll jump right in. Hey, yay, hey, nay, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho, hi, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho, hi, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho, hi, ya, hey, ya, ho, hi, ya, hey, ya, hi, ya, hey, ya, hi, ya, hey, yay, hey, nay. Hey ya, ya, hey ya, ho, hi ya. Hey ya, ya, hey ya, ho, hi ya. Hey ya, ya, hey ya, ho, hi ya, hey ya, yo, hi ya. Hey ya, hi ya, hey ya, hi ya. So, great mother love, you who are the mother of all life, and Father Light, on this good day, we're so thankful for the opportunity to come together and to awaken ourselves even more to the great power and beauty that lives within us, that was given us at the very beginning of time from your light and your love. And so my prayer today is that I can be a channel for your grace and your wisdom to be of service to all who will be listening, that we might really make a positive difference on this earth and do it with ease and joy. And so with great thanks, we begin today. Ho, mitakyasam, all my relations.
So Brooke, how would you like to get started today? What do you mean by
that? You mentioned something about how my awakening began, and I think it would be kind of fun to share about that a bit, because you know, I started out my life as a major tomboy. I was raised on a backcountry ranch on the Crow Reservation. We were homesteaders. It was just my mom and dad and my brother and I. And we worked hard. I mean, I carried water and worked on the ranch and did vet work and built homes and did all of those things. A lot of it very masculine energy. And when I went to school for the first time in the fourth grade, I mean, I was a tough little guy. I hadn't hardly worn a dress. I had big boys to play with, tussle with, fight with, compete with, and I was definitely not feminine.
Right.
And so, anyway, you know, I had some awakenings then. I can tell you that. and so did the boys who picked on me.
Right.
But anyway, you know, I went on through my life, and I ended up with a certain kind of grace in San Francisco in the early days of the feminist movement. And I saw a lot of women then who were very much interested in finding their power. And the thing I used to get in trouble for saying was that you can't put on a pair of, you can't stick in a Tampax, put on a pair of guy's shoes and a suit and go out and push and shove with the men and call that women's power.
Right.
Now, I'm very clear that I didn't know a lot about what woman's power was in those days. I didn't even say that I did, but it was pretty clear to me that that wasn't it.
Right.
And so I'm really joyous that over time I have been able to learn more and more about the feminine. I've had the good fortune in my life to have White Buffalo Calf Woman be a very strong teacher for me and a very much of a mentor and a guide. And certainly my elders in the Native tradition said, you put on a skirt and act a little bit feminine if you're going to be teaching and representing a Native way. And so there was some waking up then, but it feels to me like a lot of what has come to me as far as real awakening and really having a sense of the power of the womb has come much later in my life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably the case for all of us because, you know, we were raised, every single one of us have been raised in a patriarchal, male-dominated, you know, in a sense, the degraded male, not a loving, good man, father. There's so much wonderfulness there. But this degraded, structured, greedy, damaging, destructive kind of way of living. And, you know, we've stepped out into the workforce and got into that push and shove and compete in the in our work world and all of that. And we've really lost, in a sense, we've lost track even more as we've tried to step into power. We have gotten co-opted into a kind of male power.
Right.
And so it's been a real joy for me lately to realize more and more of what the real feminine power is. And, you know, that's a lot of what I'm doing right now in the world internationally is teaching women about all of these feminine ways. And one of the challenges is that I don't have any like pill to give, you know, any quick answer for anything. But one thing I do know is that the time of the arising feminine is here. In around 1993, the male elders in our traditions and the primary traditions around the world handed the wands of power to the grandmothers and said, now is your time. This is the time of the feminine. Mm-hmm. And so what's interesting is that here we are, we're the foremothers of a whole new time on earth. And yet we foremothers have been trained in the worst, the lowest, the you know, the down and dirtiest time mm-hmm. of a very different way of being that has suppressed our feminine awareness and wakefulness, has absolutely banned our mystery teachings and our learning, and has certainly not held motherhood, children, and women as sacred. So it's just a very interesting time, I think. But it's really clear to me, too, that we came in, I believe we choose to come into Earth, and we set it up with our guides and Creator. And I believe that we who are here on Earth now, especially in the female form and male as well, are really here to do this, are really here to awaken this feminine. And when I speak of the feminine, I'm talking about the birthing, nurturing, and renewing power. And so it's really about that in both men and women. And I've been teaching women because I feel like we need to wake up to it ourselves before we can really support it in those around us. But interestingly enough, I've just been asked to start teaching men.
Right.
So I'm going to do things for men. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like I'm just in a continual process of awakening right now. Day to day, week to week, moon to moon, I'm just awakened again and again with wonderful information from the past, from the, you know, the everything from the Isis temples and the, you know, the goddess spiritualities, I would say, from the earliest time of human time.
Right.
You know, awakening to the sensual, sexual, flowing, dancing, joyous, alive, embodied excitement and joy of feminine spirituality.
Sweet.
So it's just a wonderful time, and I really encourage all of us to just enjoy the process of awakening, because we have been very much asleep and we've been drugged as well, I think.
I agree. What does, so if you were going to speak to feminine women, you know, women everywhere, and you were going to talk to them about their womb space, what does their womb, what relationship does my personal womb have to the great womb? And what is the great womb? What does that mean?
Well, you know, I need to give some background here first, if I may.
Sure.
Because the thing I want to just address just a tiny bit is a continuation of what I was saying, which is that when we women stepped up to take our power, it's absolutely perfect that we've done that. It's just right on time. Mm-hmm. And yet, I feel like we gave ourselves an extra challenge because we did step out and get ourselves into structured working situations where someone else is in charge of us, where we're not in charge of our own lives, where we're not able to take care of our own children, where we don't have time with other women and all of that. And so what I see is that young women, when I see young women who have children, who have a 40 or more hour job, who try to take care of their home, who come home tired to children who haven't seen them all day, I am just stunned by what women have to do and what women have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And a suggestion I have that I really want you to think about, because it might not be popular in a way, but you know, in the old days, women were able to take care of their children and stay home and do that. I mean, this is in old time, you know, native primary people's ways. They had a chance to stay and do that wonderful thing of being together and doing all the tasks they do, but doing it in that flowing, natural, easy way that also included their children, which is absolutely so vital for us, so vital for the children. And then as their children grew and stepped away from their skirts, as we say, then they could become medicine women, if you will. Mm-hmm. Because true medicine women really began their work as they came into their moon pause, their menopause, as they didn't have so much pull on their lives from young families. And I just think we would be so smart to find a way to bring that back, to not stop ourselves, to not slow ourselves down, to not take away any of the magic and beauty and power and amazing things we have, but yet to claim what's really ours, which is the ability to nurture life, not only to birth life, but to nurture life and to renew life in the way that we can. And so, you know, that way of thinking about what we can choose. And I think now we need to think not about being dominant and pushy, but about requiring some things in our lives, about requiring health, requiring time to be healthy, requiring time to take care of our children, to have the baseline be ours. And we need to speak up for that. Mm-hmm. And not just play the corporate game and think that we have to put our work first and that our children get to be second.
Right.
So anyway, that's what I'm thinking about along that line. Mm-hmm. But I would like to take you all on a little meditative journey that will help you understand what I'm going to say about the great source of life. Because as we're as tired as we are, as worn out as we are, working as hard as we are, 24/7, we don't even take our moon time 4 days off. You know, women really need to find a way to lift themselves out of the tiredness and stress and overwhelm that they have. And I have some suggestions for that. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's really important because we're not only being asked now to take care of our kids and our family and our job and our house and our everything else, we're being asked to save the world.
Right.
And so to do that, adrenally stressed and blown out and overtired already, is asking a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to me that we as women find a source of strength and power and empowerment and joy and health and well-being, where we can step off of that platform into creating a world that has that for everyone. Mm-hmm. I think it's really difficult for us to create a world of ease and grace and sweetness and beauty and abundance when we're totally stressed. You know, you just can't, I always say to people, it's like, you can't get to peace by making war and you can't get to virginity by screwing. You've got to have the experience mm-hmm. that you want to create in the world.
Right.
So I'm just totally for women getting some time to relax and just feel happier and more fulfilled and more alive and more vital. Mm-hmm. So I would love for you just to close your eyes. This is a chance to just let go of everything. Just kind of snuggle into your chair or wherever you are. Whew. Take a nice big breath, because I'm going to take you back to the beginning. So at the beginning, at the very, very, very beginning, there was nothing. There was no thing. No thing was real in the physical world. Nothing was manifest in the physical realm. And in that place of no thing, something existed. And what was there was a deep, dark, rich, vital, alive, dark void. And that void was the womb of the Great Mother. That deep, dark womb of the Great Mother held the potential, the seeds, the eggs, for everything that would ever, ever, ever be manifest in the physical realm. And so the Great Mother, love, that womb is love. And that Great Mother womb called out of nothing the Father light, like static electricity, I think of it, coming in, bringing awareness and wakefulness, joining with that great womb. And together, love and light created passion, a passion for beauty, for creation, for birthing. And out of that great mother's womb came everything. Universes burst forth. Star systems burst forth. Everything out of that dark void burst into being, came out into physical manifestation. And is held, everything is held in those great arms, in that great womb. The Great Mother holds us all. And so before you had a name, the Great Mother called you and gave you a soul, an eternal soul, and set you forth into the physical realm of all her universes to experience life again and again and again, coming sometimes into spirit awakening and personal form as we are now in these earth robes, these earth bodies. And so she is your great mother. She is the source of all life. Everything lives in her womb. In the Lakota way, that great primary womb is called Wakan, the primary. And then, like lightning, into that womb, Skan, the masculine, joining together. And what's so wonderful is that the Great Mother Source gave us everything that she and the Father had and carry. Love, we are made of love. Light, we are awakened and aware through light. Passion, part of our feminine awakening is about the passionate embodiment and dance of life, the joy of unfoldment and creation that is ours from our Great Mother. And as well, she gave us the ability to create through our wombs out of nothing, to bring out of nothing into physical reality something. Just like the little sperm touches the egg, they join, and then they develop over time, and out of nothing, out of a dream, a thought, a possibility, comes a human life into the physical realm. And so your womb is a tiny, tiny holograph, a tiny, tiny replica of the womb of the Great Mother Source. And so while we're talking about the Great Mother and that source, I want to suggest that we take a moment to just journey back into that source. Our feminine power comes from that place of no thing. We say, Great Mother, take me to that place deep within your dark womb where I can know and do nothing and be nourished, rested, renewed, filled, enlivened, given inspiration and creativity to bring back into my active world. And so we take ourselves drifting as though in a golden bubble, leaving our body, and drifting back up through our planets and out through our beautiful Milky Way and past our neighboring Andromeda and out, back and back, out and out, and back, until we come into that velvety, deep, nourishing, rich, sweet womb of the Great Mother, where we rest. We just rest. We quiet ourselves. This is what we do when we are in our moon time, when we take 4 days to nourish and rest ourselves, and then 2 of those days to meditate deeply, to go into the womb of the Great Mother, to ask for how we can serve, what we can bring through into our world. This rest, this nourishment, everything is there. Everything in existence is there to draw to yourself, to nurture yourself, to fill yourself. Doing nothing, but opening to receive the love, the absolute love the Great Mother Source has for you. And all the richness, all the potential, all the possibility alive in you that you can bring back through your womb into the world. And so, because of our time here, we won't spend so much time in that womb place. But again and again, every day, every moon time, I suggest that you take advantage of this source energy. This is your source. This is where your aliveness comes from. This is where you are created and enlivened and where you thrive. And so to journey to this sweetness, to this velvety sweetness, to find the true power that is your feminine power, your true feminine power, your source, to be sourced there. And then let yourself gradually come back. Coming back, and I'll just talk to you. Let yourself drift a bit and come back, and I'm going to talk to you about your womb. Because that wonderful womb that was given you by the Great Mother as a replica of her womb is the big magic in the feminine form. As Kathy has said, it's like the biggest shamanic magic. It's the biggest, most amazing, mysterious magic that we know as a human family. And what's interesting is that people who have studied with the old-time folks who were shamans and medicine people know that they are totally based in the feminine. They find their power in the feminine and bring that forward, men and women alike. So that big magic is in your body. And I mean, one of the proofs of that, that many women experience, is having a baby, right? Like, there's nothing. And then there is a child. It's like that aliveness is brought through and formed in and created through that part of you into the world. And what's exciting is that that's where you manifest everything else. Right. I feel like that's part of what White Buffalo Woman is talking to me about these days, is that that place in us is where we manifest all the dreams, where we bring them through into reality. And the thing, I'm into being very efficient. I feel like I live a kind of practical spirituality. Mm-hmm. So as my old friend Sunbear used to say, it needs to grow corn. Mm-hmm. And we need to grow corn. We need to find some solutions. We need to do a lot of work. We need to have things change absolutely radically right now. Mm-hmm. The wisest of elders that I work with right now say that we have this generation to come into sustainable and harmonious living with the rest of life on Earth, or we will be extinct.
Yes,
as a human family. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot to do.
Yep.
I don't know why the Great Mother let it get this messed up before she handed it over to us.
It's do you like, think it was the Great Mother, or do you think it was us?
Come on, it could have been a little easier.
Right.
But I believe that we have the capacity to do that. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I want to say before I forget about it is that I believe that when we journey into the womb of the Great Mother, when we go back to source and ask for solutions, when we go back to source and ask for creative ideas, when we bring from that place our gifts into the world, then I think that they have enormous power to be manifest. And in fact, they're workable. Because often we see things now where we try to fix something. Mm-hmm. And a little bit worse.
Hold on just one second.
So Kathy stepped out for a minute and I'm going to keep talking here.
I should have put a sign on my door.
What I was saying was that some of our, you know, solutions, mm-hmm, tend to make things worse. Mm-hmm. So we're really needing to go to the deepest source, the truest source we can, so that when we put energy into something, when we're willing to manifest and birth something into the world, it's something really workable and really in harmony and really sustainable. So I think that's going to save us a lot of time and energy, because the masculine way we've been taught is to try to figure something out with our head and then push and shove till we get something done. And that hasn't worked. It's not going to work. It's not out of that place that we're going to create a new world. It's so, out of joy and flow and movement and harmony and connection with the great source that we're going to create a new life. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And so what I hear you saying is that if you were going to give women a tool, it would be to use the meditation that you just gave them and take the time on a regular basis to go back to source and to ask.
You know, I just think it's primary. I think you got it right on. And sometimes I think for women, we think, not one more thing to do.
Right.
But one of the powers we need to practice as women is discernment. And because overwhelm is our challenge and our experience a lot of the time, we need to begin to discern about where we put our energy. Mm-hmm. And to really draw back some, I think, and find that place in ourselves that is healthy and taken care of. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not an easy thing, but I believe we need to require, in the beginning, one day off for our moon time.
Thank you.
We need that for our health, our well-being, our sanity, and for the kind of work that we can do. And then we need 2 days off, and then three, and then four, because mm-hmm, then we will have the opportunity to do the real work we're meant to do. Mm-hmm. You know, if women go to I believe it's on my website, there's a blog called 13 Women. Mm-hmm. And I give a really quick talk about the whole moon time experience and about that second 2 days where we're calling in and putting ourselves into, mm-hmm, service. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's such an enormous piece. So I really invite you to go to that and see. It's about a 45-minute tape, but I condense an enormous amount of information there. Mm-hmm. And what I ask is that when you watch that, you are willing to send that to 13 other women so that we can make that information viral. Mm-hmm. And that we really begin requiring. We don't have to be mean about it. We don't have to be ornery about it. We just need to say, you know what? I need one day off. If you're interested in me being healthy, well, productive, then that moon day off, at least one. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing things like in Iceland, the gals up there are really, really going for it. Mm-hmm. And I believe the women there get one day off at least for their moon time.
That's so.
And
awesome.
What's exciting is that they've done some studies, and it shows that women are healthier, happier, more productive, more creative.
Who wouldn't be? Who would be with one day off, right?
Because we're on 24/7. If you're a mother, you are on 24/7, and the great mother gave you those four moon days off, mm-hmm, so that you could actually rest and renew yourself, go to the great mother source, quiet yourself, be nourished and renewed, and then come back with creative and inspirational ideas. Mm-hmm. So that's another gift I have for you for sure, is that I believe maybe even in the gifts we talk mm-hmm. about that 13 women talk. So mm-hmm. I highly recommend that. Mm-hmm. And that piece itself, I think, is really, really, really important. And I do believe that as we step up and in a very empowered way say, that's what we need. Mm-hmm. And, you know, women need to stand together. Mm-hmm. I saw a movie here in France the other day. They call it Scandal here. I can't think of what they call it in the States, but it's about three beautiful young women, Charisse Theron and Nicole Kidman and another gal, the kind of thing that happened to them as news anchors, mm-hmm. and about the kind of energy they need to put out literally mm-hmm. to make it to those positions. And for me, it was a good movie because of the fact that I felt like the key that they showed there was that women need to stand together and work together. Mm-hmm. And when we stand together and work together, we are enormously powerful. And it doesn't mean we have to be mean. We have to put down anybody. We have to say it's all somebody else's fault. The guys did it, the blah, blah, blah. We don't have to. Absolutely, if we get into that kind of energy, we're playing the old patriarchal game.
Right, right.
Because as we step into this time, I don't believe we're going to be stepping into a matriarchy. Mm-hmm. I believe we'll step into a matrifocal kind of society where mothers and children and nurturing and taking care of everyone is primary. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe it will be a matriarchy, because that word for me personally is about that archy. That's a diamond. That's a pyramid shape. And there's some big energy at the top. That's the boss. Mm-hmm. And then all the people kind of friends, and then down pretty soon there's everybody down here and they don't even count. Mm-hmm. So to me, a matriarchy would be sort of a big woman boss. And that's not what it's about. That's not what the feminine's about. Mm-mm. The feminine is about joining. It's about community. It's about cooperation. It's about unity. It's about caring. It's about nurturing. It's about gifting. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole different ballgame mm-hmm. than what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our big challenge, I mean, as I spoke at the beginning, I feel it in myself every day. The big challenge is not to get co-opted into that old way of thinking and being and doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And thinking we get power that way or that it has to be that way. We just need to really reimagine and be willing to let our sensual, joyous, natural, loving, nurturing, caring, kind, cooperative self step forward. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're in a time of great stress and trauma. Mm-hmm. And if we're really willing to look at how close we are to the edge of major, major collapse here, we realize we're really an enormous traumatic challenge. Mm-hmm. And there are four wonderful Fs that I like to remind people of that we talk about in trauma. Mm-hmm. Of course, everyone knows fight or flight. Mm-hmm. It's like you either fight or run like heck. Mm-hmm. And now we're recognizing that there's another response to trauma, which is freeze, which is just I believe it's leaving the body. You just shut down and mm-hmm. go away. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing you can do in that kind of trauma. Mm-hmm. But there's a fourth F, and it's the way females respond to trauma. And that fourth F is friendship. Mm. Because women come together. Mm-hmm. When there's a problem, women gather the kids and start getting things done. Mm-hmm. And that's really so important, because one of the other pieces that I want to add in here that I think is so vital for us to really be empowered and to live the life of this mysterious, amazing life that our womb is calling us to. We need to understand our hormonal structure. And men's hormonal structure is set up so that they get the nourishing hormones they need to feel good, feel supported, feel happy by competing, by doing a good job, by winning the game, and by getting praised for it, and taking some time and going into the man cave and just getting away from it all and resting. Mm-hmm. And they've got it handled. And mm-hmm. their stress has gone up about 10% in the last 50 or 60 years. I don't know if anyone out there knows this or can guess, but do you know how much women's stress has gone up in the last 50 or 60 years?
I shudder to think.
100%.
I identify with that.
And the reason for that is that women are in a system where there's competition, you know, getting things done, getting praised for it and all of that. Certainly they ended up, even if they do the best job in the world and everyone's all thrilled with it at work, they come home, they've got to pick up the kids, pick up the groceries, pick up the laundry, come home and handle the house, do dinner, help the kids, there it goes. Mm-hmm. And they literally do not get one bit of hormonal support from any of that. No wonder we're feeling drained. No wonder we're feeling just blown out. And you know what it is that gives women the hormone they need to feel nurtured and supported and just feel good?
Rest. That's a good guess on my part.
Well, rest is one good thing, but the real key here is women working together.
Ah.
When women worked together like they did in the old villages, you know, women stayed closer together. The men went out to hunt to protect the people or to work in the fields. Mm-hmm. Women stayed and worked hard. Wasn't they were out eating bonbons and hanging out. Mm-hmm. They were working hard, doing the tasks of life, but they did them together. And it was a wonderful gift. You know, the Great Mother loves us. She saw that that was how we humans lived and have lived down through all of time. And gave us that gift of being nurtured and supported by working together. So one of the things that I'm doing a lot of my teaching about now is how we're living with a body system and a brain that was developed probably 10,000 years ago, mm-hmm. in a very different situation. And so I think we struggle with what's going on now because life is so different in the last 50, 60 years. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I want to say to you women, and I want to say it as clearly as I can, looking you right in the eyes and say this, we need to work together as women, to drop the competition, to drop the hassling and fighting, to learn how to work together and put our hearts and minds together. And one of those things, I believe, speaking of women working together, is I think that we need to pull those grandmothers. It doesn't mean it's our mom or our blood grandmother, but we need to pull those elders in to help take care of the children. That's what they've done down through all of time. Mm-hmm. They are enlivened by it. They're enriched by it. They stay awake and alive doing that. Bring those elders in to help with the children and everyone start cooperating and working together so a woman doesn't walk home after 40 hours of work in a week to a home that she has to take care of by herself with no support from any other female and then be by herself handling it all.
Right.
And one of the things that happens to our relationships is we expect the guys to fill that need. Mm-hmm. Guys aren't meant to be our best friend. They aren't meant to be our girlfriend or our helper or the women's circle that we have. Right. Natural human life meant that we were together as women and we had those circles. So it's another thing that's odd and unusual for our modern life.
Right.
But I'm telling you, mm-hmm. I believe we need to do that. We need to really focus on it for our own good. Absolutely for our own empowerment, our own health, and our own well-being.
So what I'm hearing you say then is that not only do we take the time by ourselves once a month, but that women's circles are being with women on a regular basis is vital to our health.
Yes, it is. And I think, you know, I hope that we can come together in community in some way, which is really challenging. I know that. Mm-hmm. But to start coming together in community, living together in community where we integrate all the ages and, you know, there are our women, aunties, grandmothers, you know, integrated into the care of children and all of that so that we have a much more natural way of living. And it's going to take some doing. I know it's challenging, but once again, I feel like these are the places we go to the Great Mother and say, okay, Great Mother, fill my heart with knowing about how to do this so that we can make a difference for our elders, keep them healthy and vital and alive, that we can have our children be well taken care of, and that all of us, especially us women, can be nurtured and happy and well and joyous rather than tired and overwhelmed.
Awesome.
So I think that kind of thing is absolutely vitally important for us. And I see us moving that way. I just see a lot of, I mean, I love it that, you know, there are a lot of, even, you know, in politics, it's nice to see more and more women coming together and working together in coalitions and other kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And I think as we do that at every level, whether it's a corporate level, another thing I would like to see is, you know, the 13 wonderful Indigenous grandmothers gave us a model. Mm-hmm. And that 13 grandmothers model, I think, is really important because, you know, every grandmother loves her grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And the charge, the commission of the Wisdom Lodge as women go into moon pause, mm-hmm. their commitment and their charge in a traditional way is to step up and take care of the children of all things mm-hmm. in the whole circle of life.
Wow.
Not just their own children.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that we can begin to come together as elder women, you know, as that's part of what will keep us alive and use the resources and the wisdom we have is to come together, to get together a group and say, okay, what is it that we care enough about to stand up for?
Wow.
What do we want to go down and talk to the mayor about?
Mm-hmm.
What do we want to go talk to that state senator when he's in his office here? What do we want to stand together to do?
Mm-hmm.
Because a part of our love is certainly that nurturing, giving, sweetness. But another part of our love is fierceness. Mm-hmm. And fierceness is basically, what do I love enough to stand up and say, no, mm-hmm. no. You don't get to do that in my space.
Wow.
No.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when we have wisdom circles, you know, and I talk about that because incredible wisdom, resource, sometimes monetary resource, and certainly wisdom and awareness and experience, mm-hmm. and hopefully some time off.
Mm-hmm.
We begin there with those powerful women coming together and working together and standing up. Mm-hmm. for what's going to make a difference for the children of all things,
mm-hmm.
then I think we get a start toward making a difference.
Wow. Brooke, it has been a joy to hear all of your wisdom, and you've gifted us such a wonderful gift with the meditation. And I know that you also have a free gift of the Moontime Wisdom video that you're going to offer on the website. So I really want to thank you for being with us today and thank you for the wisdom that you've shared. Is there any last thoughts that you want to share with our women before we sign off today?
Well, just know that you are love and you are light and that you are so, so, so loved by the Great Mother, mm-hmm. that source that you can go to. The Mother Earth has that same womb that we all carry. Going to those sources, to the natural world, and into that deep meditation, I believe that you can find source and nourishment for yourself that's going to make such a difference in your own life and happiness, and in the life of all our relations. And I would love to sing a song as I end
beautiful.
Here.
That would be beautiful.
All right. Walk in beauty, it's all around you. Walk in beauty, let love surround you. Walk in beauty, make it around you. Walk in beauty with love for all. Hey, 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 walking beauty, it's all around you. Walk earth with honor, shine love upon her. Walk in beauty, sweet earth we honor. Walk with honor and love for all. Hey, 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 hey,
hey. Oh, beautiful.
Not only for you and all that are listening, but for all my relations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.